So help me, friends, I don't know why, but everybody want to go to the sky. Columbus' discovery came true, so they want to discover something too. Columbus was a man very hard at grip. He never sent a dog to look out for him. So if they really want to discover, send up a Russian, but don't send Rover. Yes, they're trying their best, but they're making a mess with the Russian satellite. It should be all sent to prison for the dog that they poisoned in the Russian satellite. Sputnik in disguise had everybody hypnotized. Now I am very sorry for the Pauline puppy in the Russian satellite.
You're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
Yeah! Randy Taylor. I don't know where you people come from. I don't know if you test your products, your quantity of your products. Your products are very delicious. Love your sausage for 30-something years, but I can't take and feed a family of five on a little 12-ounce roll of sausage. I don't mind paying you more money for your 16-ounce roll of sausage, but you don't have it anymore. You've got a 12-ounce roll, and you've got three men that weigh over 200 pounds apiece, a woman that's a little plump Scotch girl, and a daughter who's 13, and you're going to try to take a 12-ounce roll of sausage and a couple of dozen eggs and feed that, it ain't going to work. And I'm not going to purchase your product anymore or ever again. And as far as your 16-ounce and maple and sage, I don't eat that. I'm not from the North. I'm a Texas man. Jimmy Dean sausage is for Southern people to eat with their breakfast, with their fried eggs and their T-bone steaks. And I can't see going to a little 12-ounce package to feed 4, 5, 6 people. And I'm not going to buy two of those 12-ounce packages just because you want to downsize and charge the same goddamn price. I'd sure like a reply, and I'd sure like you to go back to your 16-ounce package on your regular sausage, because I'm not going to buy it otherwise ever again. I'll just have my own damn sausage made like I used to 30-something years ago. It's not as tasty as yours is, but it'll work. Goodbye. Little 12-ounce goddamn roll of sausage supposed to feed your brother and me and you 600 pounds of men, at least. You get my point? And the two girls, and they put it in that f***ing pussy roll of sausage. Son of a bitch. Somebody needs their ass kicked. Some little consumer geekaroid fucked this shit up.
Save money.
So fuck, I'm gonna eat, goddammit.
There's a break in a wall, and it sits in a wall. In the wall, it sits on the wall. There's a brick in the wall. We can see it every day. The same brick in the wall. We see it every day like today. The brick doesn't move, but it responds to our love in the wall. Oh, the wall, yeah, there's a brick in the wall. There's a brick in the wall, and it sits in the wall, in the wall, or on the wall. There's a brick in the hole. In the wall, yeah.
Awa calling.
Awa.
AWA, Associated Wives of America. Mr. Rockwood,
mm-hmm.
I'm Norma Livermore.
Oh, hello, Miss Livermore.
I'm sure you'd like to check my credentials.
Uh-huh.
Here's my health certificate, union card, photograph, and thumbprint.
Oh, thank you very... Yes, well, I received a letter that you were going to be here today to apply for the job. Of course, there are a few things I would like to ask about what your purpose is, what your function is. You see, I did hire a wife about a month ago.
Oh, but Mr. Rockwood, I thought you were familiar with the rules.
No.
Well, we know you are married to a work wife, but according to the union rules, within a 90-day period after your 31st birthday, you must have in your employ two wives, both a work wife and a love wife.
Oh, I see. Well, then wouldn't it be all right for me to just go on with my work wife as I have been?
No? Oh, certainly not, Mr. Rockwood. We feel it's very dangerous for a work wife employer relationship to linger any longer than 3 months.
Oh, don't get me wrong. No, I certainly don't want any trouble with the union.
No.
I'm for the new contract 100%. You know, it's just there she is, you know, in the kitchen and the basement and the linen closet. And I just wondered if I couldn't use her in some of the other rooms as well. That's all. No?
Mr. Rockwood, if we thought there was any amorous intention on your part, any indication of any amorous intention on your part toward a work wife,
no, no, no. I don't even like her. No. No. I let me get this straight, Miss Moore.
Livermore.
Livermore. No. I hand her garbage and laundry, and I tell her about the ashes on the rug. I never touch her.
You see, these rules are for your protection as well as your employees.
Oh, don't you think I know the union is for me, too? For goodness sake. Now, I would like to ask you a little bit about your duties as love wife. What will you do for me when I hire you?
Well, as a love wife, naturally I'll perform all acts of tenderness, mm-hmm. caressing, mm-hmm. fondling.
Oh, my.
As you may so desire, uh-huh. I will share these same sleeping premises with you.
Oh, bedroom.
Yes. I will accompany you to social functions mm-hmm. where a social mate is required.
Of course, good.
I will weep for you when you go away on extended vacation.
Oh, you weep. Good.
I'll weep for you on your return.
Oh.
A joyous weeping. We find this is very pleasing to the employer.
Sounds like fun.
I also will sit across from you at the breakfast table uh-huh. where you may gaze at me and or argue, as the case may be.
Oh, you provide arguing, do you?
Oh, yes. Yeah. A full range of arguing from mm-hmm. tiffs to full-scale battles. Mm-hmm.
Well, and I can see now why you would need a love wife and a work wife. I can see that.
There is something very interesting that we're working on mm-hmm. which will interest your work wife. What is your work wife's name?
Cinderella.
Yes, Cinderella will be involved in this. Mm-hmm. You see, this will come up in June when we negotiate the new contract. We're going to give you something that's just going to tickle you, really tickle you.
Tickle me? Yes. What's going to tickle me? Tell me.
We're going to give you a shopping wife.
Oh, another wife.
Yes.
Three.
Yes, we think it's really wonderful because it will give the work wife and the love wife more of a chance for relaxation and at the same time be a status symbol for you.
Certainly. Of course, and it will be essential under the union rules to have...
Mandatory.
Mandatory. Yes. To have all three wives.
Yes, it will.
Oh, could I ask a question here?
Of course.
Well, I'm just wondering, you know, if three wives, mm-hmm. Isn't that... feather bedding?
I beg your pardon?
Feather bedding. Isn't that feather bedding?
Mr. Rockwood, you've just made a very dangerous statement. Now, I hope you're aware of that.
No, I just said feather bedding. Was that dangerous?
Well, you're joking, aren't you?
No, I'm not joking. I wouldn't.
You're not joking?
No, of course not. I wouldn't joke about a thing like that. Yes, I am. Yes. Yes, I was joking there. Ha, 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 joke.
I'm glad you're joking, Mr. Rock.
Silly little joke there.
Because if you weren't joking, I'd have to report you to my shop steward.
Oh, no, joke. That was just a silly little joke there.
Mr. Rockwood, I hope you realize these rules are for your interests.
Oh, I know it. Union, über alles.
Oh, I'm glad to hear you say that. Mm-hmm. Very glad. I like to be able to report a good union feeling on your part.
Now, I would like to get back to, the love wife's duties.
Oh, yes, we, mm-hmm. as love wives, do conceive children.
Oh, you do conceive children.
Yes.
Good. I was wondering how we went about that.
Well, actually, we're working on something now. Our scientists are working on something which uh-huh. we feel is an ingenious plan.
Uh-huh.
And that is a plan by which the love wife will conceive the child, but...
But what?
But the work wife will bear it. Isn't that marvelous?
That's the most interesting thing I've ever heard.
Oh, we're quite excited about
it. I bet you are.
Well, actually, it's still in its embryo stage. We're a little nervous.
Yeah, well, certainly. You're the work wife. We'll just do the
yes,
whole thing.
That's right.
Oh, boy, I was a little worried there for a minute.
Why's that?
Well, for a moment there, I thought husbands.
Oh,
well, you just never know where science is going. You don't know what they'll think of next.
No, we couldn't do that to
you. Oh, that's so good. I play a lot of golf, you know.
Now, Mr. Rockwood, mm-hmm. I will get $10.50 per hour.
Mm-hmm.
And double time on Sundays.
Of course.
And, of course, there is a $2 premium payment in the event that you overindulge at a cocktail party and I'm obliged to drive you home.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Now, this comes under Section 22, Paragraph C, which refers to obnoxious cargo.
Oh, yes.
My union does demand for me sanitary working conditions, coffee breaks, the regular fringe benefits,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and the standard retirement plan.
Retirement plan.
Oh, yes, which calls for full pay. We refer to this as the menopausal moratorium.
Mm-hmm.
also demand pleasant surroundings. You will, of course, provide food, mm-hmm. clothing, shelter, beauty salon treatments, furs and jewelry. Costume jewelry is accepted. We don't want to break your back.
Well, you'll have what you need. You'll have what you need.
And also 2 weeks vacation with Peg.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, when I return from an extended vacation or you come back from a convention or business trip or what have you, you must submit yourself to a complete physical examination,
mm-hmm.
as is provided in Section 14, Paragraph B, which refers to the unsafe equipment clause.
Well, that's understandable. Well, I know we're going to be a happy little household here. I just know it.
Well, let's shake on it, shall we, Mr. Rockwood?
Oh, yes, Miss Moore.
Livermore. Yes, and I want to thank you for giving me your time this afternoon.
Pleasure.
Oh, by the way, have you heard about the children?
The children? No, what about the children?
They're organizing.
Oh, good.
Goodbye.
Habibi, baba, ba da da doo, ba da da doo, ba da bum bum, da doo dee doo dee bum bum, da doo da da doo dee boo dee. Oh, Zorch, woo-hoo. Down in Louisiana in the land of romance, all the Zorch people got a funny new dance. A simple little wiggle with a hop and the beat. It's got all the cats a-jumping and a-beating their feet. A boogie-woogie rhythm with a touch of bebop, and everybody's calling it the bullfrog hop. First you hold your hands up like a kangaroo, then you bend your knees and hoppy hop one, two. Now wiggle on your left foot while your right one beats. Now try it on your right foot as your left repeats. Hey, once you get the swing, I know that you can't stop. A wiggle hop and beat into the bullfrog hop. A boobie, a weeby, a wee ba 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 boobie, da biddly boodly boodly beedly boom 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 ba 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 ba.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and it's just about time for us to start the radio obituaries. Of course, I first have to remind you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. At which point we can officially start the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days. We start off, as we usually do, by thanking Vince over at themusicsover.com for all of his support. And our initial radio obituary is for Rudy Rota, the Italian blues guitarist who lived near Verona. He just passed away at 66. It's the initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Post-initial radio obituary is for Stevie Ryan, the American YouTube personality, known for her YouTube videos and also starring in the VH1 series Stevie TV. Stevie Ryan just passed away at 33. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Children of the 90 days, from the cold regions of Norway to the dark realm of Autopic,
you're drinking at a party and the girl catches your eye. You're feeling confident, but usually you're shy. Could this be your moment? Is this girl the one? You start your approach and then you're gone, 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 gone.
About to
the penultimate radio obituary is for Glenn Headley, the American actress widely known for her roles in Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, Dick Tracy, and Mr. Holland's Opus, among other things. She just passed away at 62. It's the penultimate radio obituary for Glenn Headley right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Breakdown on Paradise Boulevard. Well, at this point in the chronology, Dr. Duke appears to have broken down completely. The original manuscript is so splintered that we're forced to seek out the original tape recording and transcribe it verbatim. We made no attempt to edit this section, and Duke refused even to read it. There was no way to reach him in any case. The only address or contact we had during this period was a mobile phone unit somewhere out on Highway 61. All efforts to reach Duke at that number proved futile. In the interest of journalistic purity, we are releasing the following section just as it came off the tape with minor edits. The transcript begins somewhere on the northeast outskirts of Las Vegas, zooming along Paradise Road in the White Whale.
Boulder City is to the right. Is that a town?
Yeah.
Well, let's go to Boulder City.
All right. Let's get some coffee somewhere.
Right up here, Terry's Taco Stand, USA. I could go for a taco. Five for a buck.
Ah, sounds horrible. I'd rather go somewhere where there's one for 50 cents.
No, don't judge a taco by its price.
You think you might make a deal?
I might. There's a hamburger for 29 cents, tacos at 29. It's just a cheap place, that's all.
I'll go bargain with them.
Yeah. Hello?
May I help you?
Hello? Yeah, you have tacos here? Or are they Mexican tacos? Just regular tacos? I mean, do you have chili on them and things like that?
Well, we have cheese and lettuce, and we have sauce, you know, put on them.
I mean, do you guarantee that they're authentic Mexican tacos?
I don't know. Hey, Lou? Do we have authentic Mexican tacos?
What?
Authentic Mexican tacos!
We have tacos! I don't know how Mexican they are.
Yeah, well, I just want to make sure I'm getting what I'm paying for, because they're five for a dollar. I'll take five of them.
Taco burger, what's that?
That's a hamburger with a taco in the middle.
Instead of a shell.
A taco on a bun.
You go to school around here?
No, I don't go to school.
Oh, why? Are you sick? As your attorney, I advise you to get the chili burger. It's a hamburger with chili on it.
The taco has meat in it. I'll try that one and some coffee now, right now, so I can drink it while I'm waiting.
That's all you want, one taco burger?
Well, I'll try it. I might want two.
Are your eyes blue or green?
Pardon?
Green or blue?
They change.
Like a lizard?
Like a cat.
Oh, the lizard changes the color of his skin.
You want anything to drink?
Beer. And I have beer in the car, tons of it. The whole back seat's full of it. Is Boulder City somewhere around here?
Boulder City? You want some sugar?
Yeah.
We're in Boulder City, huh? Or very close to it?
I don't know.
Any action up there in Boulder City?
Don't ask me. I don't...
Gambling? Any gambling?
I don't know. It's just a small town.
Where's the casino?
I don't know.
Wait a minute. Where are you from?
New York.
And you've just been here a day?
No, I have been here for a while.
Where do you go around here? I mean, say you wanted to go swimming or something like that.
In my backyard.
What's the address?
You go to this... Well, the pool's not open yet.
Let me explain it to you. Let me run it down just briefly if I can. We're looking for the American Dream, and we were told that it was somewhere in the area. Well, we're here looking for it because they sent us out here all the way from San Francisco to look for it. That's why they gave us this white Cadillac. They figured that we could catch up with it in that.
Hey, Lou, do you know where the American Dream is?
She's asking the cook if she knows where the American Dream is.
Is that the old psychiatrist club?
I think so.
The old psychiatrist club?
The old psychiatrist club. It's on Paradise. Are you guys serious?
Oh, no, honest. Look at that car. I mean, do I look like I own a car like that?
I could be the old psychiatrist club. It was a discotheque place.
Maybe that's it.
It's on Paradise and what?
Ross Allen had the old psychiatrist club. Is he the owner now?
I don't know.
All we were told was, go till you find the American Dream. Take this white Cadillac and go find the American Dream. It's somewhere in the Las Vegas area.
Oh, that's got to be the old psychiatrist club.
And it's a silly story to do, but you know, that's what we get paid for.
Are you taking pictures of
it? No pictures.
Oh,
no
what,
pictures.
Somebody just send you on a goose chase?
It's sort of a wild goose chase, more or less, but personally, we're dead serious.
Yeah, that's got to be the old psychiatrist club, but the only people who hang out there is a bunch of pushers, peddlers, uppers and downers, you know, that stuff.
Well, maybe that's it. Is it a nighttime place or is it an all-day kind of place?
Honey, this place never stops, but it's not a casino.
What kind of place is it?
It's on Paradise, and it's just it's the old psychiatrist club on Paradise.
Is that why it's called the old psychiatrist club?
No, that's what it used to be called, but then somebody bought it. But I never heard about it as the American Dream, but it was something like associated with... it's a mental joint where all the dopers hang out.
A mental joint? You mean like a mental hospital?
No, honey. It's where all the dope peddlers and all the pushers, everybody hangs out. It's just a place where all the kids are potted when they go in and everything. But it's not what you said, the American Dream.
Well, do you have any idea what it might be called or more or less where it might be located?
Right off of Paradise and Eastern.
But Paradise and Eastern are parallel.
Yeah, I know that. But when I come off of Eastern, then I go on to Paradise.
Yeah, I know it, but then that would make it off Paradise around the Flamingo straight up here. I think somebody's handed you a bunch of...
We're staying at the Flamingo. I think that this place that you're talking about and the way that you're describing it, I think maybe that's it.
It's not a tourist joint.
Well, that's why they sent me. He's the writer, I'm the bodyguard, because I figure it's going to be a place that we...
These guys are nuts, okay? These kids are nuts.
That's okay.
Yeah, they got new laws.
24-hour day violence, is that what we're saying?
Oh, exactly. So, now here's the Flamingo. Well, I can't show you this. I got to tell you better my way. Right up here at the first gas station is Tropicana. You take a right.
Tropicana to the right.
First gas station is Tropicana. Take a right on Tropicana. And take this... It's right on Tropicana, right on Paradise. You see a big black building, all painted black and really weird looking.
When you go down to Tropicana, it's not the first gas station, it's the second.
It's just... It's a big sign. Okay, it's right down the street there, says Tropicana Avenue, make a right. And when you get to Paradise, you make another right.
Okay, big black building, right on Paradise. 24-hour-a-day violence, drugs.
You're gonna be glad you stopped here, boys.
Yeah, only if we find it.
Only if we write the article and get it in.
Well, why don't you come inside and sit down?
We're trying to get as much sun as we can.
She's going to make a phone call to find out where it is.
Oh, okay, let's go inside.
The tape cassettes for the next sequence were impossible to transcribe. There was some viscous liquid encrusted behind the head, but there's a certain consistency in the garbled sounds, indicating that almost 2 hours later, Duke and his attorney finally located what was left of the old psychiatrist's room. It was a huge slab of cracked, scorched concrete in a vacant lot full of tall weeds. We contacted the owner of the gas station across the road. He said the place had burned down 3 years ago.
Yeah, it must be right up here on this corner. This is at Paradise and 44.
Ye gods, that is it.
Let's get out of here.
And the ultimate radio obituary is for Pierre Henry, the French composer. He was considered a pioneer in the musique concrète genre of electronic music. Just passed away at 89. He's the ultimate radio obituary tonight, right here, at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you. Made a billion. jeu de la traction d'épaule. Le sexe devient rythme et le rythme, obsession. Chacun brise sa solitude et se jette avec fureur dans la possession charnelle. Tam-tam. Le corps n'est plus qu'une douloureuse tension. Un vertige qui ne se résout qu'avec chute vertigineuse dans la chair de l'autre. Orphée veut vivre comme les autres, mais peut-il s'emparer d'autre chose que de lui-même? Son angoisse est le centre même de son attraction. Il est Orphée, il est seul.
Thank you.
Wraps up tonight's Ultimate Radio Obituary for Pierre Henri right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank, and it nearly wraps up tonight's episode. It has to come to an end sooner or later. Just a little sooner than we would all like tonight, I'm sure. We'll get back to taking a little extended time next week with any luck. So, of course, we will be back here next week with more Freeform just freeform goodness. More silliness for your stick-shaking action. All the things that we always like to do for you here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. In the meantime, though, be sure to hang out with us over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, where you'll have giggles, make friends, taunt old friends. You know, stuff happens. Then you'll also want to stay tuned to WMFO all week long. During the summer, there's always some interesting programming that crops up, especially from the community members coming in and doing a little extra stuff. And so with all of that, like I said, we'll be here next week. Oh, but, you know, I also need to tell you that I am going to turn you over to the WMFO Freeform Automatron. And she's going to take very good care of you until the next DJ arrives. Wouldn't want to forget to tell you that. Not even for a second. So we'll be back here next week. We'll hand you over to the Automatron, and then we'll talk to you all week long over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. So until next week, please stay tuned to your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
Of crying, so tired of sighing. I'm so tired of being alone. I'm so tired and weary. My skies are dreary. Darling, why should you wander and roam? But never my heart. I'm so tired of yearning for your returning. I'm so tired of waiting for you. I'm so tired of waiting for you.